Joining me on the line at 7:18 is Dan Dyker. He's a research fellow, International Institute for Counterterrorism, and we're going to be talking to him about an article that he wrote in the Daily Maverick. Dan, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning to you in Johannesburg and South Africa.
All right, so Dan, there was an article for any of our listeners who didn't read the original article in the Daily Maverick, which is, of course, known to most of our listeners. Give us a sense of this Oscar van Heerden article and what followed.
The major problem with Oscar van Heerden's article is that it is a combination of Der Stürmer, Mein Kampf, and classic Soviet propaganda that calls, in his words, Israel the enemy, and basically invokes the names of Hezbollah and Hamas to assist in the annihilation of the Jewish state.
What do we know about who the author is? What do we know about him?
I'm sorry, Harren, I'm simply not hearing properly on the line.
What I'm asking you is, what do we know about the author, Oscar van Heerden? You say the article...
Right. The author is a Cambridge trained PhD, and as I understand, a well respected intellectual in his own circle. He's a fellow of the Mapu Gumbe Institute for Strategic Reflection, which is called MISTRA, and a trustee of the Kibalama Monsanto Foundation. So in his circles, he's well respected, and if you go on to YouTube, you'll see him at Cambridge University waxing poetic on all sorts of international relations issues. He calls himself a scholar of international relations, but anybody who reads the article, and you can go on, you can go to the Daily Maverick and take a look at this invective. I haven't seen such an article that expresses classical anti-Semitic themes in all the years that I have been analyzing, assessing, and intellectually countering the BDS and Israel apartheid blood libel. What of greatest concern of this Cambridge-trained scholar, so-called, is that he actually copy-pasted two-thirds of his assault directly from Mark Lamont Hill,
wow,
who is a African American so-called intellectual who also called for the dissolution of the Jewish state. But it's rather extraordinary that he listed two-thirds of this 3,000-word article directly from another writer.
That's incredible. I mean, what did he assume just because it was being published in South Africa in the Daily Maverick that people wouldn't pick up on this? That's incredibly, incredibly.
You know, that's a very good question, Howard. One wonders why the very fine editors of Daily Maverick, and they're very good professionals. If you read the bios of the Daily Maverick, these are very well honed, well trained professionals. That it's, it is a participatory online magazine, and I think that perhaps the editors were more interested in the participatory aspect. But if you look, he does use quotations, so it's not a direct classic case of plagiarism. However, in the broader sense, it is plagiarism in inverted commas, because anybody that lists two-thirds in a block, it's not even a block quote, but two-thirds of his text comes from Mark Lamont Hill,
right,
as honestreporting.com picked up and pointed out to us, and that's Simon Fosker, the very brilliant scholar at Honest Reporting. And I think that there needs to be a no-tolerance policy for this type of wholesale anti-Semitic assault. And I use the word anti-Semitic in its very proper term. There has been an argument, Howard, about whether what is called a cynically criticism of Israel or anti-Zionism can be equated with anti-Semitism with a question mark. And I want to make it very clear that from my point of view as a scholar of political warfare and counterterrorism, that what we're witnessing today by Oscar Van Mierden as well as others of his ilk is a wholesale adoption of the classic anti-Semitic themes of the on the individual Jew that we've seen in the past millennia, and particularly in the 20th century, of ethnic and religious themes that undergird anti-Semitism in its classic sense, into what we see today as classic political anti-Semitism or Israel as a collective Jew. And the fact that Mark Lamont Hill, and as well as Van Mierden, have isolated the Jewish state as the only state in the international community that they call to annihilate, this is a classic anti-Semitic trope. And there has to be a zero-tolerance policy for such an assault. And that is why, with my co-authors, Dave Kaplan and Rolene Marks, who are familiar to your listeners in South Africa, that we are trying to give a voice to the South African community in Israel. And as you know, both Rolene and Dave have been very well accepted and celebrated representatives in the media of the South African Jewish community in Israel. So now we have for the first time the South African Israeli community joining hands with the South African Jewish community in order to combat this virulent, vicious form of anti-Semitism that must be wiped out.
One of our listeners asking the question, shouldn't the Daily Maverick also be taken to task for actually publishing such a hate-filled article against Jews, never mind the plagiarism?
Well, Howard, freedom of speech, both in the United States and in Israel, and of course in South Africa, are cherished principles. And as much as, you know, this type of anti-Semitic invective is really abhorrent, it is very difficult to prevent these types of articles from appearing in the freest countries in the world. Now, I think that Israel and the United States are model examples for the permission of freedom of speech. But at the same time, I must compliment the Daily Maverick for accepting the South African Israel Policy Forum's response, which they accepted in full and very patiently allowed us to correct several drafts that we sent to them. And Mr. Bronco, who is the editor-in-chief, would like to extend our thanks for his accepting our counter to this horribly anti-Semitic assault. But at the same time, you know, we have to accept that in free societies, freedom of expression is one of the most important principles, and so we have to work, of course, within that context.
Absolutely right, and of course that's the job of people like yourselves, and in fact every single one of us is to read things critically and to deal with them however we are able to do so. Dan Dyke, unfortunately we do have to leave it there.